Judging from recent polls, the public refuses to desert President Clinton over the Starr investigation. We thought we'd pass on some interesting answers to a couple of polls published this week, a Time CNN Yankelovich poll and a Marist Institute poll.
Poll results are problematic on radio, not just for the usual questions of substance, but for questions of presentation. Nothing punishes the ear quite like a pile of numbers. So we thought we'd try a new way of presenting poll information. We invited 20 friends to the studio and asked them to read the answers.
For example, Marist got a lopsided response to the question, "Do you approve of how President Clinton is doing his job?"
We approve. We disapprove.
Time CNN got a slightly smaller majority.
We approve. We disapprove.
But it's hardly an uncritical endorsement of the president's behavior. Time CNN asked, did the president do something illegal in Whitewater?
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
I don't know.
And should Clinton be ashamed of his conduct in office?
No.
Yes.
And here's an interesting question. Are you ashamed to have Clinton as president?
Yes.
No.
While people may be ambivalent about the president, they seem to have a stronger opinion of independent counsel Kenneth Starr's investigation. The Time CNN poll asked, do you think Starr's report will be biased or unbiased?
Unbiased. Biased.
And the Marist poll asked, should Starr continue his investigation or stop it?
Continue it.
Stop it.
But Kenneth Starr can take heart on one score. He is not the only Washington figure involved in the Clinton scandals whom the American people say they've heard enough of. Time CNN asked, should Republican leaders speak out more critically of President Clinton?
Yes.
No.
And lest anyone claim a partisan advantage there, they also asked, should Democratic leaders speak out more supportively of Clinton?
Yes.
No.
And it's not just politicians they've heard enough from on this subject. The Marist poll asked, has the media in covering the sex scandals been doing its job or overstepping its role?
Doing its job. Overstepping its role.
Suggesting that, so far, there are no heroes in Monica Gate.
That's our audio poll to our studio respondents. Thank you.
You're welcome.